Yes, it's going.
I've joined the Liverpool YHA Club, and they did Scottish country dancing every week. And from there, I joined the Liverpool Ramblers, who were a bit more serious about their Scottish country dancing. And the dancing each Friday evening lasted about an hour and was led by Derek Haynes. Mm-hmm. And so we learned to dance properly. After that, my friends and I decided we'd join the RSCDS. And so that is how I became interested in Scottish country dancing.
Right. How did you learn to dance? Who taught you? You've covered part of that.
Oh, well, I joined the branch in 1954 or roundabouts. The branch was probably only 3 or 4 years young then. And the teacher at the time who taught the beginners class was Miss Audrey Beeston, who was well known for her dances because she had an implant or something like that in her knee. And it was said that all her dancers danced as if they also had an implant in their knee. But I don't know how true that is. And so that is how I learnt to dance. We, at the time, there was 4 groups in the branch. There was the beginners, the intermediate, the advanced, and the demonstration team. And when you started in the beginners, you were not allowed to go up until the teacher told you. And sometimes I thought I was in the beginners class for life.
Can you remember why exactly you joined a branch?
No. Well, I think I answered that in the beginning. My friend, we'd learnt to dance at the YHA and at the Ramblers under Derek. And we became keen, and some of the other dancers in the Ramblers also belonged to the RSCDS. And so they suggested that we came along. And in those days, it was still on a Wednesday, and it was at St Edmund's School, I think, in Aigburth, round about there. And we never stopped dancing after that.
Gosh. What was the learning process like? I know you've mentioned the teacher with a particular disability, but for you, what was perhaps a challenging aspect of it?
Well, I wasn't a raw beginner when I joined the branch, as I said. So, of course, there was a lot of things to learn in the technique. But it was, I think it may have been the Strathspey which held me back. I think it was the travelling step. Although I always found the other things not so difficult. Right?
How does Scottish country dancing fit into your life?
Well, I dance 2 or 3 times a week, mostly only twice a week, of an evening. And sometimes I go to a dance at the weekend. But I don't know how quite that fits into my life. It's something I enjoy doing of an evening, and I've been in day courses in the past when I was younger and fitter. So I don't think any of the other activities that I do actually support it.
Would in the past perhaps you have had more?
Yes, I found that in the past dancers seem to always fall into the same category. They like dancing, they like walking, and they like classical music. And wherever you went, you came across someone that you knew.
Oh, interesting. And so did you socialise with these people other than for dancing?
Only for walking. Because most of them that went to the RSCDS also belonged to the Ramblers.
Ah, yes.
Including Derek.
Yeah, so this is a group of people going through life doing similar things.
Yes.
Interesting. What do you think are the key characteristics of Scottish country dancing?
I think it teaches you certainly the Strathspeys to move more gracefully. I think the quick dances, reels and jigs, you need a spring, which as you get older, I'm afraid you don't have anymore. It also teaches you, I think, sort of politeness in a way that, you know, the way you look at people and give your hand to them.
What do you value most about Scottish country dancing?
I think it's that, not unlike ballroom where you have to have a partner. In Scottish country dancing, you can just go along and you can always join in a set. You find someone to dance with and that's it. You may not know them or you may know them, but it doesn't hold you back from not dancing. Right. So it's the friendship, really.
Yes. How do you think the branch fits into and contributes to the local community?
Well, I think at the moment it does, because we meet in a church hall and we tend to ask them to join in any social events that we have. And although I don't live near enough to attend any of the church social events, I think that the branch is invited to them. And so it does fit into the community that way. Also, they do go out occasionally and help groups to learn dances, although we don't have a demonstration team anymore.
And what do you think the future holds for Scottish country dancing?
Well, it looks a bit black at the moment. When I started dancing, there was no one older than their 20s. And we've all moved on now to 70 and 80. And there's so few young people coming in that I think by the time we give up dancing, that there'll be very few left to dance, unfortunately. There's been many children's groups in the past, but unless they've come along with their parents who are keen dancers, then they soon fade away when they get to high school. And one way and another, there's very few dancers now. There was a local children's dance festival held in Southport for many, many years, with dozens of groups taking part. And now I believe that there's only been 3 children's groups taking part at the last festival, which is hardly a festival. So, you know, there doesn't seem to be much hope, unfortunately, for the future. But I think also the fact was, when I started dancing, it wasn't long, all that long, really, after the Second World War. And with the American troops, they had brought square dancing over with them. And there were dozens of square dance groups, very keen. And I think, really, that's when Scottish country dancing groups picked up. But now, I've never heard of anyone square dancing for many years. And I think country dancing as a whole is on the wane, unfortunately.
Did you do square dancing?
No.
There weren't any groups in Liverpool as far as I know. It was more in country areas, probably near where there were aerodromes, airfields.
Bases.
On the Wirral there were quite a few groups.
Yes.
But that they would have probably learned from Burton Wood and it would have spread along.
Some interesting aspect, I think. Have you any memorable occasions centred on dancing?
Not really. I mean, it's memorable to look back at friends which perhaps no longer with us or we don't see anymore, who've moved away and whom we used to go to balls with. Unfortunately, due to lack of dances, there's no balls anymore. And there used to be 2 big balls a year, one run by the Federation in New Brighton Tower, and the other run by the MacLeod Pipe Band in St George's Hall. And they were huge events and difficult to get tickets for, which is unbelievable now.
How long ago was that?
Probably in the 50s and 60s. And we had big bands who were up, big bands at the time, like Jimmy Shand.
Yes.
But also, no groups in the... RSCDS always used a piano to practice with, which was very handy because you could slow down or quicken up the tempo. At your balls, you always had the band, quite often well-known one, but even local societies would, although most of them would dance to records most of the time, they would also have a group or perhaps a trio who would come at when it was visitors' night and such like. And these little groups all formed one big band for some occasions. I think they were based on St. Helens. And other times you'd just get half the band. But nowadays you don't get a band at all, excepting at very big dances.
Ah, and these would be mostly fiddles and accordions.
Yes, drums, piano.
Piano.
It was before the advent of the...
Percussion at all? And keyboards.
Keyboards, yes.
Yes, percussion at all?
I don't think so. This band did occasionally have a trumpeter, which sounded most out of place. But also, we would quite often, even at local hop, have a piper to play the music for things like Reel of the 51st. And also another very popular dance at the time was the Eightsom Reel, which I don't think many of us can manage now.
Is the music an important part for you in terms of the dancing? Or?
Yes, I think it is, yes. Mm. It tells you what to do. And you find a lot of dancers who have been to classes, you can see them almost counting the bars as they dance around.
Absolutely, yes. Would fashion be an aspect? You say you like balls, or was that just the number of people? And
it was just that it was a big event and the atmosphere and a big band. Mm-hmm. You dressed up. Nowadays you don't tend to dress up because there's very few dances to go to. Mm. But it did go for a while, probably around about the 70s, to wearing long dresses, but they're not really suitable for Scottish country dancing, cause get in the way of your feet if they're very long. But I had a ballerina length for the big balls, which is about the best to wear. But otherwise, people just wear full skirts and always have done.
Oh,
but I can remember when I started dancing, the fashion was to wear a pair of white ankle socks in your dancing bumps, which I can't believe now.
And the men in kilts, were there more then?
I don't think so. I don't think there's ever been a great quantity of men dancing, mostly husbands, although there was, when I first started dancing, probably late 50s, early 60s, the couples all paired off, and so you get a lot of married couples who met through dancing.
Hmm. Was that because of their age group?
I think, yes, because when I started dancing, we were all 20-year-olds.
Yes, in a big group.
And, you were in sort of groups in the society, and they did tend to pair off. Mm. And I think this was perhaps more in the social groups rather than RCDS, who tended to be more professional women, as far as I remember.
Oh, that's interesting. Professional women, teachers,
doctors, yes, nurses. I was a bank clerk. Mm. But you didn't tend to get the other than profession, what you could call professional people. Mm. I think RCDS membership fees have always been more expensive, and so people have tended to join social groups rather than go to a class.
Yes, well, that's interesting to me. Well, the last question they suggest is, can you think of other people who should be interviewed, whether there's any... I mean, we know the people
in the
common
group. I mean, I'm one of the oldest members there, but I suppose you could interview a teacher and someone who's not been in the society long, a young person. Mm. But then there's people who belong to social groups, and they might have a different view of the dancing.
That's right, because I belong to the Ramblers,
yeah.
and they all remember doing it,
yeah.
but they don't do it now.
No.
But they have memories, now it's me talking, of going to people's houses where they had big rooms and they would dance yes. there. There was one gentleman in Cressington Park, I think, who had a large house.
The only one I know that had a large house, they lived in, I think it was Gattaca, and it was a large family of girls. I can't remember the surname now. Mm. But they used to hold dances by invitation in their cellar, which must have been quite big.
Mm.
Yes, there was quite a few of them.
Again,
who were all members originally of the RSCDS and of the Ramblers.
Yes. Oh. Yes. I feel there must be other things you can think about, because the questions do sort of make you think in a certain way, but
yes.
You've certainly got things there I find interesting, so other people will find other things interesting.
Well, I would think so, yes.
I'll turn it off now and we can perhaps think of something else.
Well, you'll have to amend that a bit, I think.
All right, I'll put
it. To Lillishall Hall. Lillishall Hall, which is Cheshire, I think.
Mm.
It's near Jodrell Bank and, that hill that's there.
Mm.
It was near the Wrekin, I think. Is Wrekin Cheshire? You could see it from there.
Yes.
Usually there was another course on at Lillishall Hall. I remember one time going and there was a lot of pole vaulters there, walking poles. And you were in dormitories, dormitory for the men and no dormitory for ladies, polished wooden floors and beds late gone, like a hospital ward, you know, the little wardrobe. And remember there was one bloke, I can't remember his name now, I did come across his daughter, funnily enough, at a dance in Bolton.
Oh.
And I think mentioned her name. I said, oh, I knew someone called that years ago. She said it was my father.
God.
I said, oh, I said, he used to dance in the Lillishall Hall. Yeah, the crowd of us used to go. There used to be my friend Barbara, who's now in a dementia home in Ireland. And her husband is now dead. Derek Haynes is now dead.
Yes.
Roy Clues is now dead. Jill has lost her memory. You probably know Jill Clues, do you?
I know the name. I might know her by sight.
Yeah, she's a very good dancer. She loves that they were all in a team.
Yes.
And then there's Rob Adams and Elsie St. Helens. they used to be.
Yeah.
And I'm sure, but I think it was Rob who mentioned it too once, and he denied all knowledge. But well, anyway. When I first joined the branch in circa 1954, if you've got all the old minutes and things,
yes,
you could look these things
54,
up.
54, I'll look, yes.
And it was the first year I'd been in the branch. I can't remember what time of year I joined, probably in the autumn. Mm. And it was the AGM. I remember us all sitting on these benches in St. Margaret's, was it?
Yes, I've read that, yes.
Yes, St. Margaret. And there was this, they wanted, someone had put, I think it was Roy, had put forward something, some motion, you know, in any other business. And I was told quite strongly, I don't know if it was by him or one of my friends, that I must vote for Roy's. I haven't got a clue whether it was right or wrong. That probably didn't even know what it was all about. I can't remember now. Anyway, it was squashed, whatever it was, they didn't want to know.
Mm.
And they all left.
Ah.
Excepting me and Barbara, but Barbara was going out with Keith then, and I think, and she went off to join the team.
I've heard of a big rift.
Yeah, and this was I don't know what it was about, I can't remember now, but it was circa 1954.
Yes.
And I think that must have been when Roy Clues joined Southport. because he always used to organise the festivals there.
That's right, because some did go to Southport. But it only, the Liverpool branch only started in 51, is that right?
Yeah, I reckon that,
It hadn't been going long.
Yeah.
And then the Wirral branch came out from it as well, didn't it?
Yeah,
that might have been later.
Because although I've been a member all this time, I've had a couple of breaks. One, I was more or less forced to join the bank choir. It was our manager who was very much big manager. He thought, we always used to say he was waiting to get his OBE, you know. He thought a lot of himself anyway. Yeah. And he decided we'd have a bank choir.
Oh.
So we had a meeting, you know, and it was you and you. And you went along and it was you and you are coming to the choir. And it was the same night as RSCDS. Oh. I mean, I enjoyed it. And some of my friends went, some dropped out, but others and went along for many years. It folded before I got married. And I went back to the branch again there and picked up, not in the beginner's class. I think they were down to three classes then, not four. And then, of course, when I got married and moved out here, there was no way, especially with twins, you know, there was, and Ron worked shifts, so, you know, that was completely out for a while. So that was it.
That you do know of other groups who do Scottish dancing, around the area, which I didn't know about.
Yeah.
I didn't know about the Federation.
Yeah.
But there are quite a few, aren't there?
Yeah, and there are quite a few folded.
As well, recently though.
Yeah, yeah.
Because you would have been dancing with them just a few years ago, or
well, I danced with Thistle because that started.
Is that Wigan Thistle?
That's Wigan Thistle.
I've heard of them. Yes.
Yeah. Could tell you a few stories about that. We haven't got long enough though. And then the group broke away from that, meet on a Tuesday. They're a better group, really.
But they can all do Scottish country dancing.
After a fashion. Yeah.
And they learnt at some stage. But going to RSCDS classes means you've got more interest, or?
I think more interest, and you know how things are done properly, but
you enjoy doing them properly.
But social dancers, as you've probably found, if you belong to a group, don't you?
Yes.
Yeah. But Helen Jones goes.
Yes, Formby. Yes.
So I mean, it's probably a better group than most.
Yes, there are people there who. Yes, but there is a difference.
I knew her before she was married, and she taught Helen to Helen dance.
Yes, that's right. Yeah. Well, she was a visiting teacher, wasn't she?
Yeah, she was excellent.
She'd get her back.
And
Highland dancer.
I mean, she married David, of course, and they used to look smashing dancing together.
I could interview her.
Yeah, yes.
I'm just nosy.
Well, she went to Southport branch, so she's a, you know, until that folded, and that was due to the secretary there.
Oh.
Oh, yes. Definitely. That's another story.
The intrigue.
Jean. And she married this bloke, Jock, she'd been going with for years and years. But she was very autocratic.
Ah.
She wouldn't have any new ideas. And in the end, everything folded because she wouldn't. And she was an invalid in the end. I don't know what had been wrong with her, but she had her legs amputated and she was in a wheelchair. So you felt a bit sorry for her. But she still, instead of resigning, she still carried on being a secretary.
Oh, yes.
And it just, that was it. And of course, they'd lost Roy as well. He died, so, you know, it's a pity. But a lot of the groups around here are struggling. Bolton's struggling, Newton and Willows is struggling, and a couple of Liverpool ones have closed. Burns, Liverpool, Scottish, one of the Liverpool Scottish, Liverpool, St Andrews.
There's West, one in West Derby still,
that's
isn't it?
Struggling.
But that's small,
And West Derby had dozens of children there. They didn't have a children's class as such, I don't think. I'm not sure. I think they had a Highland class for children. Gosh. But you go along to a visit and be full of kids running in the set, you know, and you come to an adult evening and there's these little tots here. and went to, which one was it now? That wasn't Bootle. I can't remember which one it was now. And it was when I was a lot younger. Helen came, she was in her teens, and her friend was another teenager. And we went there and we looked around and we thought, gosh, there's no one younger than 80 here. Of course, nowadays, lots of dancers are 80. That was at the time.
The Helen you mentioned, is that Helen?
No, by Helen.
Your Helen, I thought so, yes.
Popular name.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. But there was another big group at Bootle who used to practically run the Highland Games. And see, that's fizzled out.
Oh.
More or less.
Tell me about that. I don't know about that.
The Highland Games were run by the Federation.
And where were they?
How they have the Arts and Crafts Festival now.
Mm.
Well, this was held at Blackpool Stanley Park.
Ah.
It used to be very good. They used to have about a dozen pipe bands. And he came home and all the sound of the pipe bands was, you know, the pipes was in your head. Oh, it was very, very good, and they ran races for adults and children.
Was that for the whole of Lancashire? Or?
Yeah, Lancashire.
Lancashire Highland Games.
Yeah. And but it was beginning to fizzle out when I stopped going, when my children stopped, really.
Mm.
Before, I think it was about the time that finished at Blackpool. Mm. But there was an adult running race, I can't remember how many metres now. And there was only Helen and another girl in it, so they came first and second. And really, it wasn't games anymore.
No.
And then it became a fun day, which was absolutely rubbish. It was a kid's day out.
Yeah.
And I can remember there were dancers. Oh, cheeky beggar at times. We were still having to set dancers for the Highland Games, you know. And we had this list of dancers, and they were real rubbish dancers that year. Terrible they were. And I went on strike. I said, I'm not doing whatever it was. It was something silly like Virginia Reel, or I don't think it was that, but it was something of that ilk. And I said, I'm not doing it. And my friend said, well, if I'm not doing it, you're not doing it. I mean, we only had exact 8 dancers from each society. And it got past, we were queuing up to go in. It got past back, we're not doing these set of dancers. And Rob was there ushering his end. And I said, we're not doing these dances. I said, they're absolutely rubbish. Mm. He said, I agree with you. And he said, we could do something else. And we didn't do this rubbish set of dances.
So you did some proper ones.
You were dancing in the rain. When it was moved to the one at the football ground off the East Lancs at Carmel, we went there for a few years. And it was a football ground and they'd not cut the grass. Imagine dancing on that. I think that was the time I went there. It was raining.
Mm.
Oh, bless you. Really was. And they used to have Highland dancing displays and pipe band displays. And they just...
And they had audiences that were interested in watching.
Yeah, but mostly it was the hangers-on. You know, I mean, the pipe band would bring their full coach and societies would each have a full coach. So you had quite a few in the grandstand.
So it was just a get-together, big get-together.
Yeah, and a few friends went. Mm. Mm. That was a bit like the arts and crafts. And I've not been since they stopped the competitive dancing. Competitive dancing was worth going for. Mm. And then they started...
Was that to compete or watch?
Yeah.
Compete, yes.
Compete, yeah.
Yes.
All the teams came.
So you were definitely a team member.
Yeah.
Yes,
and it was good fun, I thought, and you know it didn't matter whether you weren't all lost really where you came.
No.
But nowadays, of course, it's just social dancing, isn't it? And we get given these dances to do, and we have to do them because there will be someone going there, and they must know the dances. So there's all these rubbish dances you have to know. Yeah.
Did you learn dances before you went to a dance, or did you expect to know the dancers?
No, well, I grew up the hard way, you see, because I used to go with my friends from the Ramblers, and you go to, say, the Highland Ball or the RSCDS Annual Ball, and you'd sit there with your friends, and I remember Dora, do you remember?
I know the name.
Dora Gibbons.
Yes, Dora Gibbons. Yes.
Yeah, and Dora would say, this one's too hard for you to do, sit this one out. And then another one come up, oh, you can do this, Jill, you know, get up and do this one. And so you didn't get up and mess up anyone's set because you weren't allowed to. Your friends didn't allow you to get up and do anything that was beyond you.
Yes, yes. But you didn't get a programme with beforehand.
You didn't get crib sheets.
No, crib sheets, that's what I mean, yes.
Oops. Eldest grandson has
become
keen on family history.
Oh, wonderful.
I said, oh, we've got some old photograph albums upstairs. Brought them down from, don't put them away, Grandma, wait till I come at Easter. So here they still are.
Oh.
Two lots of wedding albums and photographs going back to my great grandparents.
Goodness. Right. Package. Programs.
Or a CBS one. Oh, this is an antique.
Well, those are those Banda machines that produce those, aren't they?
Oops. They were up March 1967.
Oh, excellent.
And it's the RS CBS.
Yes.
And give me a bit of paper.
You get that
Liverpool branch.
You'd get that when you arrived or beforehand?
No, you didn't have crib sheets.
No.
You had those little pocket books in those days you could buy.
Yes.
You know, the smaller ones. Oh, yes. Dear me.
Was that... I've only seen...
And also they brought out those awful diagram books, which I could understand at the time, but I can't understand them now.
I've seen gentlemen who have little strips in pockets, little cards they put in their jacket pocket and bring out.
Yeah, that's right. Oh, no, I
don't know what they are.
That went on there. Well, mark that one graded. This was the annual dance, March 1967.
Excellent.
So the only ones we do now, General Stewart, Balmoral Strathspey, Angus MacLeod.
Well, I recognise all these. Gates of Edinburgh, yeah.
Maxwell's Rant. Hooper's Jig.
Yeah, Peggy.
I think that's Mari's wedding.
Yeah.
So those are all... that's the programme.
So you've kept them all.
Well, they must have had a lot more, mustn't
they? Well, I suppose, yes. Yeah.
But somehow that one's...
Survived.
That one's survived. I think that is the oldest one. And that was the Christmas dance, 1966. But you see, there's a lot there that we don't do now. White Heather, that's Needcarth.
That one I've not heard of. Ashleedy.
Oh, that was...
No, Needcarth Castle's there, yes. That would have been newish then.
Yeah, would have been. But that was a real... There were real RSCDS dancers. I think they're all out of the books and you never did anything else.
Mm.
Silver Tassie.
Yes, I like that.
Cottage Hornpipe. Baldo from Real, that's had a bit of a comeback, didn't it?
I don't know
who Douglas Henderson is, but I've written his name by it.
You must have danced it with you.
I thought you might be interested in.
Yeah, that's right. To see that you've still got them is interesting.
And I've still got, not here. Mm. At the time, there was a pianist called Mrs. Lindsay. What was her first name?
I think it's in the history that Jill's done. Might have mentioned her.
Was it? I don't think it was Elsie.
Yeah.
Anyway, there was a dance written. Who by, can't remember now. And I've still got the dance in the folder of dances. I can't remember her name.
And she wrote the music for the dance?
Well, she probably did. No. I don't know whether she did or not, but she was the pianist and it was written for her.
Right.
But it's a pity it's not brought back because it's...
Yes.
I mean, we do need path, and Heslow says, oh, the society dance written by and for.
But this other one is as well.
But this other one is as well.
So there's... Oh, right. I wonder if you can find that or ask.
So, you know, I've still got the instructions.
Well, you don't remember the name of it, no. You could get it later, sort of.
Very pleasant lady she was. This is all books.
All books of dances?
Yeah.
Yeah.
On three lots of... You know, the books. And when the last lot folders. Came out, I thought, oh, I know where am I going to buy any more.
I like the folder. That's nice.
Yeah. It's not very well done. Edna Lindsay.
Edna.
Needs be sorting out a bit.
Yes, they're interested in things that are specifically connected with a branch. And obviously, I know Neatbach Castle, but I think Jill's history mentions one or two things.
Let's go into Edna. You never know with dancers, do you? What are you going to go under?
No, you don't. There are so many ways of categorising them. I'm always impressed how many Strathspeys start miss. A few misses.
No masters, no. Or lords and earls.
Oh, that's right. You have those, don't you? Yes.
That's funny.
Dukes, perhaps. That's her name, there, is it?
Edna's Pride. No, that's
no.
Not it.
What's that? Is that just something else?
Oh, I know where it'll be. It'll be on one of those dance sheets. You know, I've kept all my programmes, and I bet it's on one of those. You know, those old ones I got out there.
Oh, I'll leave it for the moment.
But be on one
we'll
of those.
Look at that sometime. That would be nice. If you brought it along one Wednesday.
Yeah.
That'd be good. Shall we have a little rest?
Yeah.
Oh, I wondered, I was going to ask people, have you ever taught? Because I'm sure some people do it without the certificate.
I've not taught at the branch. I've taught non-stop for years at Thistle.
Really?
Used to teach children.
Right, you did. Yes.
But nowadays it's just a case of telling them how to do a dance, you know. And the powers that be at run Thistle have told me off in the past for telling them how to do something or other. That's not your job, that's... Margaret's job, so I'll let them get on with it.
Which Margaret? Margaret's?
Margaret Rowe.
Oh, I see. Oh, you were stepping on toes.
Very autocratic, yes. Yeah, I had my hand slapped. Might have had it slapped a few times.
I think one of the characteristics that people were bound to express when we had an open forum in Edinburgh was that... the branches and the Scottish country dancing classes were seen as stuffy and autocratic, and and how this image, you know, worked against people coming along.
I think it did, perhaps was when I first joined, to say you weren't allowed to go up, which I agree with.
Yes.
You weren't allowed to go up till you were fit to go up to the next class. Mm. And the teachers were very, very strict. I remember Derek Haynes swearing at me once in class. We were doing the 32-some reel, I think it was 32-some. We were all round the four sides. It was a square, and we were all round the four sides. And there was some complicated figure where you did across the corner, I think, and it was a bit slow, and he swore at me. Called me a bloody something, idiot or something. That was Derek, I didn't take much notice.
I think I find it a nice aspect that there's that discipline.
I mean, it's not quite that bad now, is it?
No.
I mean, you know, it's fun with Hazel. I think she's smashing with beginners.
Yes.
But she did get annoyed. She has been annoyed a couple of times with people. You can hear it in her voice.
Yes, and you can understand that. You know when it's like that. Yeah. So for you, it's not been so much about Scotland and Scottish and no. Scottish people.
No.
It's the dancing.
Yeah. I think I've got Scottish ancestors.
But that's not what drove you to it.
No, I mean, Ron did a thing, I don't suppose you noticed as you came through the doorway. Mm. We've got two framed family trees.
Ah, right.
Well, not family trees, but history of Gooch on one side.
Oh, yes.
And they came from the borders, but then that's not my blood, is it?
No.
And the other side is Learmouth, which is my mother's side of the family. And I don't know why he chose Learmouth anyway. He did.
That's interesting.
And they came from the borders. But there's a town called Learmouth near Perth, or a village. Mm. I found it once. I can't find it since on the map, but I did find it once. I was looking for something else. But when we were on holiday last year, I found it was a mat, you know, a placemat, a large placemat. I think it was a serving mat, really. And the box had been damaged and he was selling off these mats separately, and there was just this one, and it had Learmouth on it. It was on the side of a boat. Anyway, I looked it up. I thought it was funny because Learmouth is inland. Anyway, I looked it up, and there's a West Learmouth and there's an East Learmouth just on the English side of the border.
Oh, interesting.
And this says that we're from the borders, so it proves that the Learmouths did come from the borders, didn't
yes.
it?
Yes, yes.
And so we could have come from the Scottish ones or the English ones.
Or the mixed ones.
Yeah, you know, I mean, they were always going backwards and forwards.
Yeah. So the federations would be set up by Scottish people, though?
Yes.
Yes, for Scottish people.
Yeah. Because some groups, I don't know whether they adhere to it now, you couldn't be on the committee unless you were Scottish.
How could you prove it?
You had to be, I think it could be first or second generation. Yeah.
I came across this talking to my mother because her father set up a Scottish association in Loughborough.
Yeah.
And that was in the 20s or 30s. Yeah. And the local doctor was Scottish as well. Yeah. They were both Scottish. Mm. And they fell out because this doctor said you had to be Scottish to join it. Yeah. Oh, and you had to be a certain class of person.
All right.
And my grandfather, as he was, said no.
Yeah.
But actually, it may just have been a certain class of person rather than Scottish. But to have to prove you were Scottish, that's, ooh.
Well, I suppose if you spoke Scottish, you were Scottish. And if you knew your mother was, well...
You'd say yes.
But someone once said to me, how can you prove you're not?
Yes, you can't.
You can't.
No, because you don't really know.
No.
Nobody really knows.
Well, you're not first or second generation, obviously, but further back.
Yeah, who knows what they got up to yet? It's funny. It's like the tartans. That's one of my little hobby horses. It's not really to do with interviewing.